Welcome back to the Sneak Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roy Steenio, and my good friend and co-host Nicole, aka at Miss Eves.
Wow, well done. You
I mean, it's been a few weeks. It's been a few weeks, but I smashed it straight off the bat. I mean,
someone told me that you've spent the last 2 weeks practicing the intro.
Oh, 2 weeks. You know what? It's actually been 4 weeks, I think.
That was since we've done the podcast.
I think it's 4 weeks.
Can't have been.
Honestly. Anyway, good. I want to say good evening or good morning. Depends on what time you listen to this
for. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon where we're recording right now. Uh-huh. And for the first time ever, like all our podcasts so far have been in person, but I'm not going to lie, we've both been unbelievably busy, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Which is why we've not managed to link up. So like, right, let's just do a podcast. We'll do it over Zoom and we'll record it and put it out instead of doing it in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it's my fault, but I think it's your fault. Like,
available. Literally, before the podcast, we literally had this conversation of whose fault it was. And I'm pretty sure we came to the agreement that it was your fault. But here we are blaming me.
I mean, when I say come to the agreement.
I'm sure it was your birthday. Did you not just jet off to Barcelona? Like, I'm sorry, but you've not even been in the country.
Yeah, no, that is kind of fair as well. I have been. My life is busy enough as it is, right? And I squeeze podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff around my life. But then my birthday is October. My girlfriend's birthday was October. She had a big birthday as well. So there was lots of things to do around that. And then work just kind of took over. And like, we genuinely, for you guys who are listening, we have tried to like link up and stuff. And it's just, are you free? And then it's like, I was free and now I'm not because I'm going off and doing other things. And like, you've
but you know what
I've
got
busy.
To say though? I feel like shout out to all the people that have genuinely asked where the podcast is, because I've actually had a few people DM me like, are you not doing the podcast anymore? And I was like, oh, you actually care?
Yeah,
like,
honestly, and I think you almost thought when we started doing it from episode one, like, and I was like, I just get pestered all the time about bringing a podcast back.
Yeah,
so it was like it's mad, and it does make me feel like it humbles me that people actually want to tune in and listen, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Like, at least we've got listeners.
Yeah. At least there's people out there. It's not just me and you and your mum and dad and your gran. Like,
no, my dad's been missing his shout-outs every
is
week.
Is it your dad who's been DMing you?
He's like, are you not doing that podcast with Danny anymore? And I was like, all right, okay. Just be sure.
So what kind of things have you been doing then? Like, are you going to divulge? Because I know you're busy. You're not. No, I'm not.
You know what? Life's been busy. I feel like it's been like, you know, a few people might have read my latest blog that I did. Obviously, I left size. So it's been quite like I call it a sunset period of my life. Yeah, I know. So do you know what I mean? I should be like a little writer. Do you know what I mean? Sunset period. There's been a lot of changes. Obviously, a lot of transitions. I've been busy. I've had a lot going on with family as well. I spend a lot of time with my family. So yeah, it's just been a busy one for me. Unfortunately, not like you jetting off to Barcelona and here, there, and everywhere at every Adidas event that I don't get invited to.
Oh, do you want to come to an Adidas event?
Well, do you know what? Like, I'd like to be able to turn down the offer.
Right, okay. Fair enough. Right.
Sometimes I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind, I'll be honest, right? I'm not the biggest Adidas fan. I know I've said that. We get the gist. But there are some Adidas, products recently that we will touch upon in the releases and stuff that I do like.
Oh, honestly, I feel like Adidas are smashing it at the minute, like with some of the products. Let's just go in, because we said like what we're going to talk about this week, and we're probably just going to go about some of the things we've missed rather than having a particular topic or anything that we've kind of is on our minds that we want to talk about in the wider sneaker trainer world. Sneakers or trainers, have we ever addressed that? Do you call them sneakers?
You know what, like, maybe we should do, maybe this needs to be a topic, maybe next podcast we should talk about sneakers or trainers, because what I tend to do whenever I'm talking to someone about it, I'll be like, I'll say, oh, I do like a sneaker podcast, you know, trainers. But like, when I was in LA, I'd say to people trainers and they'd be like, What?
What are you talking
And
about?
I'd be like, oh, sneakers. So like now I've kind of, but then if in England I feel like saying sneakers, I sound cringy. Like I'm
Okay.
like,
I'd say let's just pause that there, right? Next week we'll do sneakers or trainers.
sneakers or trainers.
So tune into next
You know
week's.
what? I feel like what we need to do in this podcast, we need to ask people what they say so we can read the comments and we'll talk about it in next week's podcast.
Oh, okay.
So who
So,
says sneakers? Who says trainers? Why? Like, why do they do that?
oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, so put it in the comments. Let us know. Maybe that's the word for the week. Sneakers or trainers.
Sneakers or trainers? Like it.
Well,
Straight
we're
in
literally
there.
like, what, 5 minutes
People are
in?
tuning out now because they'll just put sneakers or trainers. Don't have to listen to the rest of it now.
Oh, true. Damn. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway. No, but yeah, I think like you, we've kind of touched on, there's been a few things that have happened like over the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Like big, a couple of big ones for me. Like there was the Adidas Spezial. Obviously, we'll get into the releases later, but there was the exhibition on in Newcastle that launched. I think it was from the 25th of October till the 5th of November or something like that, around about
Yeah.
that time. So I went up to the launch party of that. That was really cool, just seeing all the people, all the guys from Adidas, looking at the new Spezial range. And then it's funny, right? Because there were some incredible shoes on show, and
Yeah.
like some people, like shout out Digger, obviously Gary Afton, Bobby McCartan, and a few other people were putting all their vintage shoes on display to
Yeah.
look at. Brooksy as well. Sorry, Robert Brooks obviously put a lot of shoes in there. But I spend half the time just gassing, man. Right? I don't even look at
Doc.
products in the
Absolute. God, I would never have guessed.
end. I know. But it's cool. I love these meets where you're like, 'cause then people come and then all they want to do is like talk to you about like all the things that are going on. There's still a lot of trainer talk in there, but not
Yeah.
always talking about the product that's out and looking.
I feel like it becomes more of, like you say, like it is more of just a community, isn't it? Like you just end up like friends with everyone almost, like just catching up. Yeah.
That's and it's such I genuinely like love going to like those kind of events. Don't get me wrong, there's some events where I'm not too bothered about, but like when it's product launches, and for me especially around the Adidas, because I'm so like ingrained in that community, it's
Yeah.
cool like catching up with people, or even like people you've never met. Like I like the people who come up to you and go, almost not nervously, but they'll go, are you doing the videos on the Spezial stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then they start talking to you and they realize you're just a normal person, right? But
Yeah.
sometimes because you do what you do, I guess there is that a little bit of, what's the right word? Like trepidation coming up and speaking to someone you don't actually know
Yeah.
them.
I always find it interesting where, I think we've said this on other videos, but where like a lot of people, especially in like the sneaker community, they don't have the face on the profile. So you don't know who's who. But I've been at so many events and someone's come over and they don't even say your name. They'll be like, "Hi, Miss Eves." And I'm like, "Oh, that's so cringy." And I'm like, "Who are you?" And they'll be like, "Oh, I'm so and so so and so." And they'll just say their Instagram name. And it feels weird. It's like a surreal little, like, oh, face to the profile.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when they do say their Instagram name, I'm like, oh, I know you, and like we'll interact quite a lot over social media, but I've never seen
Do you
your face.
know what? I one event. Hopefully he's not a listener, but one event, I think it was an Adidas event that Size did, and one guy came over to me and he was like, "Oh, Miss Eves, I'm so and so so and so," and I was like, "Oh, like I literally didn't know who he was," and I was like, "Oh, like you know, so nice to meet you. You're enjoying the event, blah 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 blah," and he was like, "Yeah, why don't you follow me back?" And I was like, and then he kind of was there and was like, "Do you want to follow me now?" And I was just like, "Oh, damn."
Well, if that person is listening, right, Nicole doesn't even text me back half the time, so don't even worry about a follow back on
Literally,
Instagram.
like it, I say to most people, you're getting like a response in 7 to 10 working days if you're lucky. Just if you need me that bad, ring me and I'll ignore it.
You
And
still won't pick up.
I'll just get back to you.
I feel the pain, but yeah, that was one thing. I think that from the last few weeks that we kind of missed, and something that we would have covered off.
Yeah.
And it was such a cool thing, like free, it was handing out, it was like a free bar, like Adidas Spezial beer. So I've swiped a couple of cans there, just like waiting for
Couple.
it. Literally, no, only a couple. I was working the next day, right? So I couldn't even abuse like the free bar type
Damn.
thing. But Yeah, like I say, it's just so good to see people and get to talk to like Gary as well. Obviously, he does a lot of the designing for the shoes. It's good to like bend his ear a little bit about what's coming out, why stuff's happened. Helps me
Yeah.
like do the videos and stuff. And I don't know anywhere else where you can kind of get so close to somebody that's so ingrained in the product that you
Yeah.
can ask questions, and he's really like forthright in coming and talking to people. Do you know, not many designers will just go to an event
No.
and like
Like they
put
expect
themselves
to
on
pick.
show to kind of, I mean, you'd have to have some massive kahunas to go in and grill him about it, but you at least get to have a conversation. I
And I
think
feel like it's good in that sense because a lot of events, more time than not, they do like a panel talk, and then it's kind of like you get to ask questions at the panel talk, but you don't really get to like immerse yourself in it and like really speak to the designer. So I feel like just being able to walk around and chat to him is so different.
And I think that's something else we've missed was the launch of the Offspring store as well, like the new one up down in King's Cross. Obviously, for those people that are Offspring community members, they've done like a community space as well as a store. Like, I couldn't get to the launch, unfortunately, so I couldn't go down and have a look. But I know lots of people did go down, had a look around the store, and there is like, say, a community space. So I think at the minute there's some artwork hanging up. I think there's opportunities for people who like creators, like who make podcasts and do YouTube videos, to perhaps go down and do stuff in the space, which obviously I'm going to explore, and maybe both of us will explore at some point to try and do something with the guys from Offspring. That's something that, again, I think it's just, I love the community side of it. Like,
I was going to say, I think that's like it really does bring people together. And I think it's good that stores are doing more of that sort of stuff where people can actually just go and like feel part of a community rather than just like a customer.
because it does matter. Like, and I'll shout out my friend at Hip, Robin, that I've known for like 20 odd years. I can't go into Hip and just look at products. I go into Hip and I'll catch Robin, and I'm stood there talking for an hour about the whole world, not even just trainers. Do you know what I mean? And I love that. That the almost like us, the thing that brought me and you together as friends was trainers, but like, how much more do we talk about? Obviously, it's
I was
very
just
train
thinking,
heavy on the podcast, but
I was literally thinking, where did we meet? Because I was thinking, I know we followed each other on Instagram for a long time, obviously, just like I've probably seen each other at events but not spoken. But I think the first time I actually met you was, I'm sure it was Crepe City in Manchester quite a few years back now. Like, actually, I've probably seen you at other events, but to stop on here, I think it
no,
was that.
it was because I can remember. Because, like I say, you follow each other, and because the size thing, and kind of knew who you were and like being at stuff. But then I think you put something out and said, oh, you were doing a talk at the Crepe City. And I
I
was
did
like,
it.
and so I reached out, I was like, oh, that's really good. Like, I love people who, because I've done panel talks at like places like that before. I was like, oh, I'll come and listen. Like, I'll come and actually say hi and like support and stuff. And then, yeah, like I say, events like that are just so good for actually linking up, because
Literally, and kind of bringing everyone together, because sometimes otherwise you literally would never see each other. And I feel like when I used to do like events with size, I would meet a lot of people, but it was hard, like especially when you was working the event, you know, to actually stand and speak to people. So
No, I get
yeah.
that. And then I've just anything else that we've missed?
I was gonna say, I've got some. Well, this week we're not really gonna do news with Nick, da, 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 da,
All
because
right.
I feel like I can't. We kind of because we've kind of missed a few weeks. I think we probably should just do a bit of like a what's happened, what we've missed, what we've been up to. Got a few launches to kind of run over, which I think is just worth highlighting while we've been, because it has happened a few times where something's launched and I thought, damn, that'd have been good to talk about in the podcast this week.
Yes, no,
But then
100%.
it's gone on too far now that I'm like, oh, right. So maybe now we just do a bit of a recap. We
Like
speak
a
about something.
summary.
Summary. So first off, the one I've kind of, I've do you know what? I've accidentally done it in date order. Wow.
Accidentally done it in
Yeah,
data.
accidentally. Anyway, starting with the Stone Island New Balance collab, which launched on the 18th of October. What are you thinking? What did you think? Did you even see it? Did you notice it?
So I did see, what was the shoe again? I can't, it was so.
Was it the 991 V2? Have I got that correct? I'm trying to find. Yeah, 991. Yeah, V2. It
Yeah.
was like a blacky grey colourway.
I so here's the thing, right? I don't do Stone Island
Yeah, well, that's a
because,
shock considering you're an Adidas.
well, do you know what it is? Is go, and we're going back a lot of years now. Like
Yeah.
we're talking Leeds United thugs wearing Stone Island, and
Right.
I didn't want to be part of that scene, so I was like, it's very like uniform, like, or it was.
Yeah.
Before, because I feel like Stone Island's gone into a different space now. Like,
Yeah.
is a bit more, you can wear it like in a bit more streetwear kind of fashion.
Yeah.
But I never wanted to be associated with all the idiots back then.
I
And
get
so
it.
it's got a stigma
Yeah.
for me that it still harks back to like 2003, 2004, and all the like football
Hooligan.
hooligans type thing. So, and then I don't wear New Balance either because I got
Oh.
at the end. Here's the weird one. I really like the New Balance Stone Island collabs. Like,
Wow.
I know, yeah, it's like bring two things I'm not really that bothered about. Not say I'm not bothered about it, I don't mean it like that, but nothing that I'd wear. And actually, I'd wear the shoes. I
I
would.
think, like, for me, I don't know. I can't really say I'm a big fan of Stone Island. It's not something I'd ever think, oh my God, I need to get Stone Island. I can appreciate it. I do think it has that stigma of football hooligan, which personally puts me off because I literally just think of like denim jeans, Stone Island jacket, and then like terrace shoes. Do you know?
I get it.
Yeah. With this though, I think it's a great shoe. I can just see so many people in like big baggy cargos. I can kind of envisage like what sort of style of person is going to wear this. You know that whole like walker streetwear person that wears like walking clothes, but they call it. That's the vibe I'm getting. The only thing as well is £337.
I would say I thought it was quite expensive, yeah.
337. I know a lot of New Balance collabs are expensive anyway, but would I pay £337 for that shoe? Absolutely not.
No, probably not.
No. But great
But
shoe.
yeah, great show, yeah.
Yeah.
No, go on.
Next, I'm going to go into my next one unless you've got anything
I'll go, no,
else.
no, go for it. Yeah, no, go for it. I was gonna.
Now, you're going to like this because the rest of my releases are Adidas. My news, sorry. The rest of my news is Adidas. Can you believe it?
I said right at the top, Adidas are smashing it. I mean, Adidas smash it for me anyway, but even in the wider sense, I feel like Adidas are putting out some really good products at the minute.
Yeah, but I feel like normally I would purposely look for a Nike release or a Puma release, and we just got Adidas ones, so we'll run these off. But the Adidas Unheard of Rivalry Low Grandma's Couch, which launched on the 4th of November.
Do you
You're
know what?
shaking your head with happiness.
I'm not shaking my head in happiness. I'm shaking my head because I don't take L's, right? I never ever take an L. There's always a way of getting a shoe, and I cannot get this shoe. I cannot get a pair. I have tried on the launch, I set an alarm. Don't know where they're in America, and I should have chased up exactly where Unheard of brand is from.
Yeah.
But it was like launching Eastern, like New York time. So I set my clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon it was. I was there. I carted them. I went through PayPal. I was like, happy days. I've gone all the way through PayPal. It's come out the other end of PayPal. I'm like, boom, got them. And then just it was like one last click, no longer available. I'm like,
Oh, the pain,
no.
the absolute pain.
You've let me not only cart them, I've gone through a full checkout all the way through PayPal, and then I got to the end of it, and it just didn't come through. So I
Wow.
wanted the purple pair, and then
Yeah.
I'm just happy with either pair because I think the concept behind, so the guys from Unheard of brand who've used like literally used the grandma's couch as like
Yeah.
design, honestly, and the shoes look, I mean, I like. Obviously, I love Adidas, but I like it when they go off piece. Like I like some of the Bape stuff, some of the When it's just the standard Adidas stuff, I do like when they like go a little bit wild with it. And these were just almost so wild. It was just, do you know what it reminded me of? Something clever from like Saucony or Diadora. Do you know
Do
like
you know
when
what
they?
though, like, I think like, I don't know why, as soon as I saw them, I just said The Simpsons. I don't know why it reminded me of The Simpsons
Oh
shoe.
yeah, a little bit,
I
yeah.
think the color is unreal. I like the chunky laces to be. Do you know what I just think about these shoes? If anyone knows, like follows me on Instagram, they'll see I always post my grandma, because my grandma is literally probably a sneaker collector like me. Like, she literally, I've had trainers before where she's literally taken them off me, or like she's like, "Oh, can I have those?" And she's literally been walking around in like unreleased Pumas, telling all her friends she's literally 84. She would love these shoes. Like, absolutely love these shoes.
I thought it was such a clever and such a well thought out execution. And you can tell why, because what sells out nowadays? There's not an awful lot. There's not an awful lot that on the day absolutely flies and goes. And these did. And that just shows you how much people love the release and love the concept. It kind of hits, it makes it personal because like my grandma and granddad, God bless all the souls, because not, I don't have any left, but I would remember going around to my grandma's house and sitting on the couch, and it was like that patterny, that old school kind of pattern. I think most people can relate to that. Do you know what I mean? And can
Like the
relate to.
olden day, like almost, remember those carpets back in the day, like throwback to, like, I know like you're ancient compared to me, but like
Oh, ouch.
when I was younger, like obviously I was born in the 90s, like my parents had that, like patterned curtains, patterned carpet, like the couches were like, why was there so many contrasting patterns?
I
What
don't
was that?
know. I don't know. It seems mad, doesn't it?
It seemed like, why did everywhere look like a bus seat or a train seat?
I
Yeah,
don't.
I can actually say I appreciate these shoes. I do definitely prefer the blue and like beigey brown colorway, because I
Right.
feel like it's kind of like an autumn vibe. Do you know, you can wear it with like beiges, blacks, whatever. So yeah.
It goes with the basic bitch colorway. Not saying your basic bit. Whoa. Let's just rewind there. I'm not saying. You can't see Nicole. We're on Zoom, but I can see her face. And she was like, I've got no makeup on, so can we please not do any nothing out on social media, please? But her face just looks.
I just feel like I throw these little like disses in, like little jabs, but then you throw like a roundhouse kick.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm here just like jab, jab. You're like chow.
I'm dodging,
Maybe
I'm
that should be our
dodging.
word. Oh, that should be our word. Ka-chow. Don't know
Ciao.
how you spell it,
Ciao.
ka-chow, like
Oh,
chow.
ciao. You're talking like in the comics, aren't you, where Batman and then the
You're,
bitch on the
yeah,
face.
that's me. Yeah. So I'm definitely not a basic bitch. I was trying to style the basic bitches right then.
No, that's what I meant. I wasn't throwing a slur particularly.
Okay,
Anyway.
right. Moving on swiftly,
Quickly,
moving
please.
on. While Danny digs himself out of his hole. Moving on to the Wales Bonner Adidas Samba release, which was on the 8th of November. And I know we briefly spoke about this just before with the podcast, and you were saying you actually prefer the tracksuit to the shoe.
Honestly, I think, now don't get me wrong, I love a Samba, and I love some of the old Wales Bonner, some of the stuff that's already come out. People went wild for those. Can you remember the silver ones that came out? I think they were in spring. With the shiny silver Sambas with the big tongue that everyone was wearing. All the influencers and people were trying to get hold of. You can hear Nicole quickly tap away in the background, like, oh, which ones are those? Oh, yeah.
No, do you know what? Do you know what I was just doing actually? Because I was just thinking, I was just looking at, like Asics, Asics, however you want to say it. They've done a lot of the like flip over tongue. Pume have done one recently. I think it was like some sort of collab, was it? The Rihanna collab or something. Something like that.
You like some Fenty thing?
Fenty, yeah. There's a lot of like the fold over tongue. And I know we were saying before the podcast, I remember all that from like obviously I was a tomboy, so like playing football when I was younger, and like
Yeah.
football boots, and like what were they called? You know, what are them shoes called where you play on fake grass?
Oh, like AstroTurf boots.
AstroTurf. And I used to just wear AstroTurf to school sometimes. I was such a boy.
Do you know what? I've had conversations with people. I think it was shout out Alex Bass actually. About some of the things that get you into trainers, quite a lot of people when I talk to them is like football boots when you were kids and like AstroTurfs and that kind of like wanting a different pair of boots to everybody else on your team. I was that guy as well. Like it all kind of, it's all part of the same thing for me. But football boots definitely played a part in me wanting different trainers as well, different trainers in the changing rooms, and you know what I mean? Just to that whole thing. So,
I just also want to. I'm not interrupting. Can you hear my notifications going off?
nope.
Oh no. Right, good, because I'm just thinking. I know we're live right now, but my notifications keep going ding, 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 and
Okay.
can they hear that? Because if so, I do apologize, but I don't know how to turn it off.
Let us know if you can hear
Oh.
Nicole's notifications and her not replying to people, so because that's what
Literally, I'm so sorry, but yeah, sorry, carry on.
no. Back to no, so the Wales Bonner stuff, I think it's really, really good. I think the quality is really good. I love the tracksuit. There's like there's what's the colour now? Because I'm getting there's a few tracksuits out that I like at the minute, so I'm getting confused between it's like a purple and blue tracksuit, like a knitted, but the tracksuit top, right? Here we are, £280 for a tracksuit top, right?
That's crazy.
And if you want the
Just for the
pants,
top.
£230. So £510 for full tracksuit. And I don't wear full tracksuits, right? So I probably won't, but I can't deny how good it looks like. And if you're the right person who can pull off a tracksuit, I don't feel I am. If you're the right person, like Brooksy. Like Robert Brooks, shout out, he can pull a full tracksuit off. Wales Bonner, it'll look amazing on him. So if you can pull a full tracksuit off, go for it. Me, I can do
I
it.
do love it. Like I do like the full tracksuit. There's nothing more, I hate nothing more than when, this is probably what you do to be fair, when people wear like a tracksuit top and jeans. Why?
Sometimes I wear tracksuit top and jeans. Depends on the top and it depends on the jeans.
Yeah,
If
I
you've
just
got
feel
like
like
a
when it's
nice pair
not.
of Japanese denim, right? Why would you not put it like a nice vintage Adidas top on with it?
I do get it. I do love a full tracksuit personally, but I do get
Yeah.
it. But moving on.
Moving on.
Another Adidas product launch is the AB by Blondie. Love that because it says Blondie. I'm a Blondie.
Yeah.
But there is a product launch and there's actually an event on. I'm sure we said this podcast is going out today, but the event's tonight. So anyone London based, I don't know if you can just, yeah, literally admission is free. Everyone
Yeah,
is welcome.
you don't need to sign up, you don't need a ticket, you
No
can just
sign
go
up.
along.
And it's literally just at the Adidas original store off Carnaby Street in London.
Yeah.
You can see, I think Gary's put up some stuff on his Instagram. Personally, not a shoe for me, but definitely, definitely cool. Like, I'll let you talk about it because I'm sure you love it.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of shoes. So there's the Blondie, what's the shoe? But the one that all my lot are going for, I'm going to call them my lot, is the Winter Hill. So like the walking shoe, because there is another Blondie thing, there's a Continental as well, but the Winter Hill walking shoe, like so for the Spezial crew, Winter Hills are like staple kind of shoes. Like people that are really, really into the walking aesthetic love the Winter Hill. I've never, because here's the thing, as much as I love Spezial, and I say this when like on the reviews, I don't go for the walking shoes or like the geography casual shoes, geography teacher shoes. It's just not my aesthetic. I love trainers, right? And that's what's got me into Spezial, because when they were the Spezial trainers I really liked, then I got into the clothing, blah, blah, blah. But I think the colorway on the Blondie Winter Hills is really, really strong. Excuse me, really
Yeah.
strong. I think it's the best colorway they've done on a Winter Hill. Loads of people I know picked them up, and I just think it's a really, really good shoe.
Yeah, I think it's a nice colour. The one thing I'm going to say, I feel like they do look well designed. Like they
Yeah.
look like they'll actually last. Because I know one thing, maybe we should do this as a podcast topic, but I feel like so many trainers are just, you get them and you're like, why can I see glue? Like it literally looks like they're going to fall apart straight away.
Yeah.
Whereas these look premium, like the fabrics. Yeah. I do like the little like hints of purple as well.
Yeah, I think that honestly, if I was gonna get them for purpose to actually go out like walking, like I go quite a lot with like walking with my dad and my brother and stuff, I would get them for purpose, but then they're almost too nice to wear for purpose.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
literally.
but and you know the other thing I really liked about it. So even though we were all at the Spezial exhibition in Newcastle last week or a couple
Yeah.
of weeks ago, they weren't on show there. Nobody knew about them. I didn't know about them. And then all of a sudden they were like, hey, look at this new Winter Hill. It's dropping tomorrow. And everyone's heads exploded, like,
I
no way. But I love that
do.
because this day and age, we know everything that's coming up way in advance. That there's
Yeah.
never any like shock drops, there's never any like product that you don't know is coming or like.
Yeah.
And I just love the execution as much as I love the shoe, which I think is really, really strong. The execution for me was just unbelievable. Now, some
Yeah.
people go, well, I can't budget for it and stuff like that. And I get that, like, because I think
Yeah.
£130, right? So, depending on your personal circumstances, you might just not have £130 on the hip to shoot on stuff like that. I get, and it can be frustrating, but still, I just love the concept and how it was done was just so good for me.
Yeah. It would be nice if brands did a little bit. I know it's hard because I think a lot of brands do try to do that, and like even retailers try to do that, but like it's so, I know, like, you know, from working at size, there's been times where the, I don't know, like the product may be released like in a different area of the world
Yeah.
and they'll put it out, and then it's like, oh, and we put it out before I launched it, and then next minute everyone knows about it, and you know what I mean? It's so, like, it's so hard nowadays with like social media and stuff like that to kind of keep launches under wraps, but I think that's good.
Yeah, do you know what? That I think that actually brings us nicely into the releases because the first release, which is a big release obviously for me, is the Spezia release. And we'll go through some of the shoes. But that was we didn't know what was coming out until we went to the exhibition. So
Right, okay.
we kept that on the wrap. But on the flip side, even though these were all launching next Thursday on the 16th, I think it's off. 15th or 16th. I should know this because I've just done a video and just said what the date is, because that's what I'm doing at the minute. It's next Thursday is the 16th, sorry. But some retailers have put the product out, so some people managed to get it because they've just dropped it, like in Italy and all over.
Damn.
I know, because it does kind of spoil it a little bit, but I don't know. It's funny sometimes. Makes the hype a bit more because then people in like Facebook groups and Instagram start posting, I've got my pair of this.
Yeah.
What? How did you get so early?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a bit of a tactic somewhere in there to drive it. I don't
Like
know.
a little marketing tactic. I do like the white pair. I think we said this before, out of all of them.
Yeah, so we've got seven shoes launching. We've got two Samba Deco Specials, which I've got just here because that these are the ones I've just been recording. So I've got like it's a brown.
I do like that.
Honestly, the brown and white Samba is
That's, yeah.
so nice.
I just, you know what? I just hope like all of the girls that kind of wear Sambas, that have brought Sambas around, you know, just they've made them into like the Air Force One and the New Balance
Yeah.
5. I hope they don't ruin them, especially with it being a brand in autumn winter.
Well, there's a couple of things for me. I do like that I can have a Samba Spezial because I'm into the Spezial thing. I do get that. But I kind of, Spezial for me is like, because it is very like indie music, Liam
Yeah.
Gallagher, all that kind of stuff. And it's football and it's Adidas and it kind of encompasses everything that I'm into.
Yeah.
I kind of want it to like branch out a little bit. Like, yes, still be kind of, I don't want it to be like gatekeeperish, that's sacred to me kind of thing.
Yeah, that
Like,
makes sense.
I love it when I go when I'm walking around and I see other people in like Spezial because they've just walked into Hip and bought a pair of shoes because I like them and not
Yeah.
really known necessarily the full backstory. Because when you see someone who's into Spezial wearing it out and about, they'll come up to me and go, "Oh, Danny, how is it going?" Blah, 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 like, because they've got a pair on. So I love it when like people wearing it and they just fly, like they don't even know
Don't
sometimes.
have a clue what, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
and
it's
so.
weird, isn't it? Because I think it's kind of like, it's like a love hate, because it's, I know, like, I'm not like a gatekeeper when it comes to products. Like, I think like everyone should be able to wear them, like, everyone should be
Yeah,
able to
yeah.
have, buy them, whatever. But I feel like I just hate how there's a trainer every year that everyone just jumps on. Like, it, you know, like people kind, not from, like, I do love an Air Force One, but people did kind of ruin the Air Force One, where like there was times where I was like, I don't want to put my Air Force Ones on because everyone wears them. And then they did the same thing with the New Balance 550, like they kind of ruined that shoe. And then
Handed
all
them.
we've seen there is Samba, like it's just become like the main shoe,
I
you know.
think I don't mind it. I think if you just go for the normal black and white, the white and black Sambas or black and whites, I kind of get it. But there's so many good offshoots. Like I said, the Consortium Cup, they
Yeah.
some of those pairs are really, really strong. The end pair, I haven't got a picture to show you, and because I'm rubbish on computers, I can't screen share because that's not me. Right, I can only about hit record and just make sure that's working. That's the level I'm at. But the end consortium pair, I'll send you a picture of
Yeah.
them. They are utterly beautiful. They are, and they showed them at the Spezial exhibition actually, because it wasn't the Spezial exhibition, it was Adidas Originals, hosted by Spezial, that's what it was. And
Right, okay.
but funny story, I know we're going off piece a little bit here, but there was a guy with them on. So I was looking in the cabinet at them going, and I was with Coral, and I was like, oh my goodness, how nice. Like, we can have like his and hers matching pairs of these. They're like,
Oh, love
honestly,
that.
they're so good. And there was a guy with them on, and I just nudged him and I went, sorry. I said, how have you got a pair? And he went, oh, I designed them. I was like, oh, no way. So he was like the guy from End who had the input.
Love that.
Talked to him for a bit. That was good. So yeah, I don't mind them. You really like the Englewoods. That's what they're called, the white kind of the white shoe.
Giving
I,
like June vibes.
yeah, and the details on them, I really like them because they've got like a slightly vintage sole. I like the green and the red, like the
Agree.
tongue, like the trefoil in green and red looks just. And I think when you're into shoes like we are, sometimes it's the minute details. Without those details, you might not even look at it. And then all of a sudden, it's just got that one little thing on it, and you think, oh. Oh, I love that because of the detail on, and then you're like, ah, oh, that's for me. But I think there has been a few people saying, oh, I'm not bothered. Like, there's a the Moss Crop's like a grey, like outdoor running shoe.
Yeah.
The original was brown, so everyone goes, oh, it's just another colourway. Now, for me, I think the grey is better than the brown, so I'm happy with it. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it's just a funny crowd sometimes, but I think it's a good release. Like I said, there's some things in it that aren't for me. So I don't do the walking shoes. I don't do the leisure shoes. So I'm not
Yeah.
those. But some of the trainers, I think the Sambas are really strong. And then
Yeah.
there's Gazelles, but the Gazelles aren't releasing yet. So,
No.
but not many people know this. Like the Gazelles is just releasing a slightly a bit later. So if you listen to the podcast, you're getting a little scoop here because it's not even been put out there. So I probably shouldn't have said that. But anyway, we'll keep it in.
When we can't do this podcast anymore, it's because of Danny, because he's got us like sued or something.
So obviously Spezial are big this week. What else have we got coming out?
We've got the, just throwing it back towards Nike, because I feel like Nike's just not had a lot this podcast. It's just been so Adidas.
It's
We've
good, isn't it?
got the, we've got, I like this one because we've got the AJ3. Oh, I apologize if I say it wrong. Is it Dornbecker? Dornbecker? How do you say it?
Dornbecker, well done. Yeah, you got it right first time.
That's on the 2nd of December, and it's a charity focused release for the Children's Hospital. So we were speaking about it before, and is it like, I'm sure the children, do they have like some sort of input on the design
Yeah, the
at the
kids
hospital? So really cool release. I think like it's just one where it's just cool that obviously the money's going towards something like a cause rather than obviously just like profit. So, and the shoe's really cool. Like, it's interesting, isn't it? It's like got like almost like a paint splash sort of. It gives like a childlike sort of vibe,
like the
cartoon.
first that I don't even remember the first Dornbeckers that
The
came
red.
out. I
I
can't
forgot that one.
remember what year it was. It was quite a few years ago when they came out now. But they were going for big money, like loads of people jumped, all the celebs jumped on them, and they were
Yeah.
going for like big money. And then I love it. Like I said, the kids get involved in the
Definitely.
and it's just such a cool concept.
I think it is really cool. It's cool that kids are design. I feel like, you know what? Kids should design more shoes.
I know, I
Because
know.
imagine just how cool and colorful they would be.
No, I agree. I agree.
Like, just sending you some ideas, design ideas. And then another Nike one that we've got is the Jordan 3 Off Noir, which is the 15th of November. £199 on this one.
That's what flagged it for me. Like, I don't mind the Jordan. I don't wear Jordan 3s, but I appreciate them on other people. It's got the cement print on, which is just like synonymous with Jordan 3s.
Yeah.
£200 for. Oh.
Yeah, it's, I think it's a jump. Like, for me as well, like I always say this, I'm not a massive fan of black shoes anyway. It's just not what I wear. But I just, £200 on these, I just, someone will like them, but it's just expensive.
Yeah.
I just think as well, like, I don't know, like, for me, I think like the creamy midsole kind of makes it, but there's nothing screaming £200.
No, that's it for me. I agree on that. And then we've got Amamanya fives coming out. It's staying in the Jordan theme. I'm not a five fan. Like the two, what I love about, I mean, I'm not a massive Jordan fan, so I can't say love, but on other people, the old school stuff like the ones, the threes, the fours, they've got kind of, as soon as you get into the higher numbers, for want of a better phrase, they start becoming more technical and more of a sporty shoe, like purpose, and they're not like for casual wear. People, some people do and some people love them, but I don't know.
I think, like, I do think it is a nice shoe. Like, I can't say I've ever worn a pair or tried a pair, and I feel like looking at my, I always judge a shoe based on like a really big size, like a 10 or 11. But I feel like maybe on like, you know, like a 5, 5.5, it might be a cute shoe, but yeah, I would have tried it.
And then the last one for me, before we quickly wrap up, because we're both very busy and got other things to do. Literally, I'm not joking. We've just grabbed like lunchtime, on the Friday to do
We've
this.
literally missed lunch for you guys.
I
I'm gonna
know.
go the rest of my day hungry.
Well, I mean, I am, but I'm taking the kids to McFly tonight in Brid, so. Obviously, we're going for fish and chips. So I might just have like a really light lunch and just get like a king size cod and chips in
Yeah,
Britain.
curry sauce,
Curry
shandy.
sauce.
Remember that on, this is so off topic, but do you remember that, I'm sure it was you on your Instagram when you put up what drink do you have with fish and chips?
Oh, yeah,
And I,
Dominion
yeah, n no, it's not. It's shandy.
Burnock.
It's shandy.
You got to do the bit. I appreciate people who like the shandy. But the wrong. You got to go down line of burdock. But the bass, like the proper stuff.
Yeah, well, that's another debate. But see, this is what I mean, by the way. Danny says he's busy, but Danny's going to a concert. So when everyone wonders where the podcast is, just
I'm still
message Danny.
busy. I'm still busy. It's still a busy part of my life.
Yeah.
And the last bit, that sorry, the last release is we have kind of mentioned the consortium cup a little bit. They've actually started to come out, so some of the shoes are coming out. So we've got Sneaker Politics one, the Casino, the Extra Butter, and the Nice Kicks one coming out. Although it's 22nd, that's like a couple of weeks away. I'm losing where I am in my life. They're a
Stop
couple.
rushing. You're rushing us closer to Christmas, and I'm not ready.
No, I'm not ready for that at all.
Absolutely not ready.
But I think we will end this week there because. Nicole says, "Oh, I need to go at 1:30, and it's past 1:30 now."
It's half, yeah. So
She's
thanks,
got a
everyone.
face. She's not got a face on. She's not
I'm
ready
not
for
gonna
public
have lunch
consumption
here.
yet.
I'm literally running behind for this podcast. So yeah, thank me later.
Yeah, we will. But yeah, as we say every single week, say every single week when we actually do it. thanks for listening. We do appreciate everyone who like gets in touch, who comments. Don't forget to put a little comment about sneakers or trainers on the Instagram post that I'll put up later today. Let us know what do you call them and why do you call them, and then we'll pick out some of the comments and we'll talk about this more in next week's podcast.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
I think that's all from me. Over and out.
That's all from her. That's all from me, and we'll see you next week.
See you
Bye.
next week.